Welcome to Through the Corporate Glass, a podcast that explores career choices. Welcome to another episode of Through the Corporate Glass. I'm Ashwini. I'll be hosting this episode with Deepa. This is the second episode of our series with inspiring women. In this episode, we're going to talk to them about exploring career paths, finding one's passion and happiness, and also adapting to changes.
You know, Ashwini, while choosing a career path, some of us are driven by a passion for a certain field or area, and some of us, we discover our calling by exploring.
That's actually very true, right? I mean, sometimes it's just like certain moments or events which might actually shape our views on a particular area, and we might actually pursue a path depending on that.
Yeah, so let's now hear from people who can give us both sides of the story.
Vijay Srinivasan is Director of Program Management at Nutanix and a champion for the Girls in Tech program. Vijay is a warm and welcoming person who brings out the best in people.
I was naturally interested in math and science from a young age. After completing a master's in math computer applications in India, I had just gotten married and moved to the US in the early 90s. Here I was figuring out what to do based on my visa status, and a chance encounter with my husband's manager, Ms. Josephine Cheng, or as Jo Cheng, we used to refer her, who is an IBM fellow and VP of IBM research and a great mentor, provided the spark plug for my career. She had come to a place to pick up my husband for a carpool, and within a couple of minutes of speaking with me, she immediately said, "What are you doing today? Come join with us." And she took me along with her to the Database Expo at Moscone Center in San Francisco. She opened me to a world of technical talks, demos, research debates, and many network connections that day. More than that, on the way back home, she actually encouraged me by answering to my plethora of questions on all the topics we had heard. That motivated me to go and do my master's in computer engineering in the US and start my software engineer career in the Silicon Valley. The main point I want to highlight is that opportunities come in various formats, and it's up to the individual to explore it to the fullest.
Gauri Kapoor is a senior engineer at Nokia. I really appreciate her passion for the field of networking, her attention to detail, and her meticulous planning. I decided to pursue my career in the networking field because of a course we had in our undergrad studies called Computer Networks. That course opened up a new door for me about computer networking protocols, about which I had almost no knowledge till that point. I was so inspired by that course that I decided to pursue my master's degree with computer networking specialization. And that further increased my interest in this field. I was fascinated with how the protocols work, how they work together to build a network, and how the whole world gets connected with a few standardized protocols. It was just amazing to me. And then to be able to test those protocols, to build the networks on top of them. I still remember my first feature when I tested something, and then I'm building a network, like I am deciding how the routers are to be connected and how everything needs to be built with it. And then I just felt amazing that I'm controlling something which is not easy. it was fascinating. And I think that passion I still have in me for building.
Dr. Neera Jain is an assistant professor of mechanical engineering at Purdue University.
She's the principal investigator of the Jane Research Laboratory, a group dedicated to advancing technologies and systems that will have a lasting impact on society. I really appreciate her passion to question the status quo and her conviction to push the envelope.
What I enjoy most about my role as a professor of mechanical engineering is the opportunity to mentor and train graduate students. Since the age of 7, I actually wanted to be a teacher, and until I graduated college, I was pretty adamant that I wanted to teach mathematics. I tutored in high school, and I actually even got certified to teach secondary math while I was pursuing a bachelor's in mechanical engineering, which is a bit unusual. But I say all this to emphasize that I've known for a long time that I really like helping others to learn and to grow. And I've always taken a lot of satisfaction in watching that development in another person and seeing them reach that sort of aha moment. And now as a professor, while I love teaching undergraduates in the classroom, one of the disadvantages that, you know, I only see the same students typically for a semester. Once in a while, I get maybe a student in another class later on, depending on what I'm teaching each semester. But because these are large classes, it's pretty hard to build relationships with every single one of the students in a single semester. But with graduate students, they're with me for either somewhere between 2 and 6 years, depending on whether they're pursuing a thesis, master's, or a PhD. And not only do I have the opportunity and responsibility to train them technically and teach them how to do research, but I'm also there to help guide them kind of through a big career process. I take a lot of pride in helping them to figure out over the course of that time what they really want to do with that degree and helping to set them up to be successful in taking that next step after they graduate. And so there's a really big mentoring component in addition to the sort of research training component that I think is really enjoyable. And the other cool thing about being a professor at a research institution and running a research lab is that these students typically are at a pretty formative age. The majority of my students are coming straight from undergraduate, or maybe they've been working for just a year or two. So they're, you know, in their early 20s. And then typically they're, you know, close to their late 20s, if not early 30s when they leave. And I remember my own experience as a graduate student and how much I grew and matured during that period of time. And so just building these really what ultimately become friendships with my students, you know, by the time they're leaving and is a lot of fun and really special.
Now let's hear from people who've explored and found their inspiration. Dr. Sophia Yang, an accomplished lawyer currently in charge of European business operations for a company in the sports and football sector. She's involved in the management of a football club in Spain. I find her energy and enthusiasm invigorating.
Well, first of all, I would like to explain my background. I'm a lawyer, and I used to follow the normal career path to develop as a lawyer in an international law firm. But somehow I know this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I always know that I'm more interested in a company and business environment, but not just as a lawyer. So after 3 years in the law firm, I decided to make a change. What I did back then was to look for the industry sectors which are more open for lawyers to do business. Luckily, I found this opportunity in my current company in the sports and entertainment sector, because in this sector, it's quite common for lawyers to play a big role in the business. It also fits my personal interest because I'm super interested in sports and media subjects since school time. So when the opportunity came, I just took it. It is not exactly planned, but somehow worked out just like it should have.
Saujanya Shetty is Director Sales at Microsoft. She's also been an entrepreneur. She's founded Bubble Wrap and Badlo India. She's had a unique career journey. She's been fearless in her choices and explored different roles, always ready for the next adventure. She's willing to share her experiences, her journey, and help people too.
I think at the crux of my career journey, there are two fundamental things that are very unique about me. The first one is my learning style. I'm a very experience-based learner than more a theoretical or classroom style of learning. And as a result of that, if you look at my career graph, I've played different roles, starting off as a hardware design engineer to a pre-sales personnel to a developer to a product manager, program manager. And ultimately now I'm doing sales, a pure sales role, which I've never done in my life. So these are more, I would say, very lateral sort of roles I've taken throughout my career journey than a linear progressive growth pattern. And oftentimes it's got to do with me going and asking, I would like to try a role as this, and then sort of figuring out what are skills that are required and figuring out how to build those skills in me to be ready for a role of that kind. And it's been a very unique thing that I've done in the last 24 years, shifting my career journey from pure development to product management to sales. It all comes down to the learning process I've indulged myself in parallel to be ready for something like this.
Saujanya now describes how she was able to make a successful transition to a role outside her comfort zone.
I'm going to give an example. So I moved to the US, I think, when I was just about 2.5 years into my career. And I got this opportunity as a pre-sales lead for an interactive television company. And this role requires you to meet the likes of Comcast and NFL and NBA guys. And most of the time, these are very extrovertish, outspoken sort of people you sort of work with. And as someone like me, who is a very shy and introvertish person, I felt that there's a lot more I had to ramp up on for me to do really well in that role. And so I took up this job, a part-time job, in parallel to my full-time role of running a complete wholesale cigarette showroom in the US, the size of something similar to the metros that you have in India. That sort of gave me a holistic perspective of cash flow management, inventory management, customer experience, customer engagement, and finance management for an organization. That, along with the other part-time role I took while I was doing this pre-sales role, was of an RJ. I was an RJ for a radio station for about 7 to 8 months in New York. And again, this allowed me to sort of break that barrier I had with communication and that shyness, to come out of that, to be more confident. My way of learning has always been on the job. Once I came back to India, I ran to companies of my own as an entrepreneur, because as a product manager, I wanted to see what it takes to think like a CEO. So whether it was running Bubble Wrap or Budlo India, these were my two companies. These were major decisions, but at the crux of it, it's that learning pattern that I was talking about.
Amulya Murthy is a software engineering specialist at GE Healthcare. She's a graduate in computer science engineering. She joined GE right after her graduation. She is high energy, is enthusiastic, and makes sure that the team has fun too.
The most unconventional choice I've made was to change roles from being a business analyst to a developer. Was I crazy, you ask? No, just curious. As a BA, I always felt I was only getting a one-sided view and never truly understood why a certain feature took time to be implemented, or why developers hated me so much. Of course, it wasn't easy convincing people to trust my code when I didn't trust it myself. But here I am, a year and a half after the switch, confident enough to call myself a full-stack developer. My tip to anyone who'd like to take this route is to find someone who believes in your capabilities.
Once we've made our choices, we definitely look for things to keep us motivated in our roles.
That's true, Ashwini. We find motivation from different sources. So we'll now hear what inspires or drives people to continue on the path that they have chosen.
Anita Bhatt is a product manager at GE Healthcare. She also advises startups and even designs logos for them. She is an extremely creative and enthusiastic person.
As the product manager for two different P&Ls at GE Healthcare Services, my key responsibility is to drive top line for these P&Ls. And to do so, I have to work with a diverse team of sales folks, marketing folks, application specialists, and so on. So to be able to work with so many different people and engage them, motivate them, and drive them to sell your product in the field, and which will eventually bring you the top line, I think is fun. And another thing is, I'm given a lot of space and empowerment to do this my way. So I think to be able to have that flexibility is also something I really enjoy.
Heera Sharma is the CEO of Go Lardly, a social impact organization whose mission is to empower young women to become problem solvers, leaders, and change makers. I find Heera's vision for the leaders of tomorrow and also her relentless work to make this happen extremely inspiring.
I'm inspired by the vitality and dynamic potential of young women and the impact we can make together to create systemic change, shift mindsets, and tip the culture towards greater girl leadership. I also feel immensely honored and grateful, enriched and motivated by our incredible volunteers and supporters who have always gone above and beyond in making Go Lardly what it is. And it definitely, of course, helps to have an amazingly supportive family and a daughter, my own Lardly, who continuously pushes me to be a better person, a better human being.
This is Sophia Yang.
I always enjoy most whenever I learn something new. And now I'm working in the football industry, which is very special and super money driven. And to be honest, everything I have seen so far in this business is something I never experienced before. There are really good people in this business. I have seen really, really successful people who have extraordinary commercial sense and be able to think out of the box. So what I really enjoy most is to work directly with those people and to know their strategies and to see the whole process, how they negotiate and make the deals. This is kind of like having an exclusive channel to something behind the scenes, which is really fun and also very unique and inspiring. And of course, I learned a lot.
Usha Gangadhar is Senior Manager, Enterprise Application Engineering at GE Healthcare. She believes in getting things done, solving all problems that come her way in the best way possible. She forms a great bond with people, stays connected, and is always willing to help out.
Who or what inspires you to keep going? I would say people. People around me, people whom I work with, people whom I interact with every day. My mentors, my colleagues, my friends, the society itself.
Sometimes we need to make bold decisions as our circumstances, realities, and priorities change. Let's hear about one such instance. Kirtika Devaraj is Director of Engineering Planet Labs. She is a brilliant engineer who's quite literally reaching for the stars. There's a lot to learn from Kritika about decision-making and chasing new dreams.
I have made two unconventional career choices. When I was growing up, I wanted to be an astronomer. I probably was only 9 or 10 at the time, but I was very stubborn back then and made up my mind that I wanted to study the planets and the stars. and that I would pursue that path even if it costs me dearly. Night after night, I'd spend hours on my terrace stargazing. I was part of an amateur astronomy club where I spent many hours looking at the stars and more hours than I spent doing my homework. Unfortunately, growing up in India, there were many opportunities to pursue astronomy in college, and I chose to go into electrical engineering, which wasn't a very happy choice that I made, but I saw a path to go from getting an electrical engineering degree to hopefully NASA in the future. So when it was time to apply to grad school, I ended up finding a position at Georgia Tech, where I was working on the Juno mission to Jupiter. While at Georgia Tech, I also got an opportunity to spend 2 years at this facility called the Very Large Array in New Mexico. Some of you may have seen the movie Contact. It was a large part of the film was filmed in New Mexico, but it's a big radio telescope facility. And I spent 2 years studying Jupiter and Saturn and Venus, and my life was exhilarating. I graduated and I went to Stanford to again work on a very exciting mission to study the origins of the universe and the very first protostars. And I was building an instrument that would image these stars that were forming. They were at its infancy. To all accounts, I had made it. I was living my dream. But I wasn't happy. My day-to-day involved running a lab, writing a lot of grant proposals, mentoring students, and teaching them how to do research. It felt better to talk about what I did than to actually do the work. I also didn't have time to do anything else other than work. And when all things were put together, it was time that I left. So I decided to make a second unconventional choice at the time, which was to leave my dream behind and build a new dream for myself, a dream that my 30-something-year-old defined rather than my 10-year-old defined. So I left academia and took up a job at a small startup building satellites to image the planet. I knew how to build instruments. I had built radio receivers that went to Jupiter. So building radios for satellites that were imaging the Earth wasn't that big a leap. So that's what I did, and that's what I do. Responsibilities at my current company, Planet Labs, grew over time, and I currently lead the hardware team that builds the satellites. The parting piece of advice that I have for you is that it is okay to reinvent yourself and your career as your present life circumstances demand. Career is a marathon and not a sprint, so be kind to yourself.
Thank you to all the women who shared their experiences with us. We love the honesty, the diversity of thoughts, and hope this is useful to all of us grappling with similar choices.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do send us your feedback at throughthecorporateclass.com and follow us on Twitter at @corporateclass. You can also email us at feedback@throughthecorporateclass.com. We'd love to hear from you.